Here's a good one. Here's a good one.
there's a judgment that has to be made.
there's a judgment. What if you got community service? What do you wish it could be?
Community service is fucking trash, dude.
But if you could pick like something to be your community service,
bagging fucking vegetables for the poor.
Vegetables
is that an option?
That's what mine was. 20 hours.
What do you mean bagging vegetables for the poor?
So they make like
they make you're just like, going around and bagging them up like no, every so you, vegetable you
wait,
see.
Are we recording right now?
Yeah, yeah. We're recording. Oh, okay. We're
recording. So you go to like a church or something, and okay. they have like these little care packages for less fortunate people. Mm-hmm. And for us, it was just you put like a group of.
Oh, you were like, basically like an Amazon.
I feel like that's
for
a pretty chilled thing to do.
Oh, bro, how many heads of lettuce can you put in a bag?
It's better than picking up trash on the side of the freeway.
You were probably indoors.
AC. Well, at least I get to worry if I'm on the freeway.
Yeah.
Dude, just putting fucking lettuce in a bag sucks, dude.
I mean, I can't say there's any good option, but...
I would take, if I just could come up with my own, like mopping up the ones at a strip club after the dancer's done.
If you could make up.
Yeah, if you could make up.
I was going to say,
you don't think that's an option?
Highly doubt that is an option.
Oh, if you can make one up?
Yeah. That would be a good one. You got that little push mop and you just scoop them up for them.
I feel like being a drive-through worker could be tolerable.
Oh, be like just funny. Having to do a job for a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not community service. The people do that for a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a job.
I could do a fucking minimum wage job. Yeah.
But you're serving the community for sure.
Oh no, I could drive like Uber for a day or something. Yeah.
Maybe you could be a drive-through for the homeless.
Hmm. What would they pull up in?
Yeah, that's a good point.
A homeless fast food worker?
Let's see, what else could be a good one?
I watched a movie recently where the guy had to be the basketball coach for like a special ed basketball team.
Oh, you watched that one?
I thought that was the funniest concept for a movie.
With the one with Woody Harrelson, right?
Yeah.
Is it a comedy?
It has to be.
It's like a feel good.
Is it old?
No, it just came out.
Really?
Yeah, it's Woody Harrelson. Isn't he like a professional coach or something?
Yeah, collegiate basketball coach.
Yeah, he's like a big time coach. Something happens and he has to like
get
do
a DUI
service.
What is he doing taking that movie?
I don't know.
Was it good?
I think it did. It did all right.
I feel like he's above. So that just sounds like not a good movie. I don't know.
Yeah. No. I
is that fucked up?
That just sounds ass. No, literally the first thing I said when I started watching it was, imagine the meeting of the guy that pitched this movie.
Yeah. I think it's a
cute concept, I guess.
All right, here's how you get that movie through. Whoever you're pitching it to has like a Downs kid.
Yeah, that's how I was literally just thinking.
And they're like, oh, yes.
I mean, I just didn't know the category of the movie.
Yeah. It's like a Hallmark almost, a Hallmark movie kind of category.
But the writing, the funny parts for it's whoever does that's kind of fucked up. Because like one of his jokes is like, so how did it, how did it happen? Like to the Down syndrome kid.
Oh God!
But obviously, you don't
like he was
contract.
In like an accident. Yeah. Oh God. That's an aggressive play.
Those jokes has like Down's kids and has a good enough sense of humor to like have those experiences in real life and then make.
So
them
he's like funnier. He's immune. He's allowed to make them, but
yeah, that's the only way you're
from an outside
to write
perspective.
Those.
You're like, is that fucked up?
No, I think you need a dark motherfucker to fucking write those.
It's one of the two. It's either dark motherfucker.
He could be like darkly funny and also have an inside.
Yeah,
scoop, you know?
He's like, oh yeah, my cousin is.
Yeah, you wanted a diverse team to write those jokes, mm-hmm. You know?
Like the Shane Gillis jokes in the special. Like he gets away with a lot because he has like a cousin with Downs or uncle or
in
something.
The special.
Yeah, he has family
in
with Downs.
Yeah,
in the special,
the comedy special.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
It fucking rips.
You should spend some time on that one.
It's
that's
very
worth
good.
It.
Yeah, I should spend some time outside maybe.
No, that's an inside move. You don't even have to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, outside of the
cage.
Oh, outside of the garage. Yeah. Other news, lost my toenail. It's officially off.
Doing a good deed, too.
Yeah, doing chores for morgue.
Yep.
Trying to keep Macy happy.
That was chores for me?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Let me ask you guys this. It's completely off.
I helped, but my toenail didn't come off.
I don't know if I told you guys already. How long do you think it takes for a toenail to completely
2 years.
Grow back?
To grow back?
Yeah.
I feel like it depends on the size of the toe, which toe
Big
it is.
Toe takes 2-3 years.
Yeah, I feel like that could be
it's
accurate.
A year and a half minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember I had the bruised toe for fucking 2 years.
But is that not fucking, think about how often you have to clip your toenails and it's going to take me a year and a half for it to completely grow back.
Yeah, but I guess like when you clip them, it really is only like a centimeter.
Like next Halloween, I'll have a toenail. Not till
you should
then.
Do a costume entirely based around your new toenail.
It grows slower when you need it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, when it's an annoying ass thing to have to do, it grows pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. You don't need that one, so it's not like high demand.
Well, I was literally telling that to Macy, and she was like, oh, well, at least it's like almost the end of summer and you won't have to wear like flip-flops anymore. And I was like, well, next summer, it's still not going to be back. I'm going to have a fucking weird little like gripper on that.
You're
going to
be Ugged up next summer.
Oh, we should have took that as the fucking alien picture in San Diego. Aliens found in San Diego.
Just peel my other toes
down.
Just
a little fucking penis toe.
Fucking toe.
That's, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks better now that you can't pull it back.
It's weird that it's already kind of like as hard as a toenail too. The skin just filled in for
really?
Me. It stepped up.
What happens when you keep it in water for too long? Does it get pruny there?
I'll try it.
Yeah, can we put
Is it like normal skin under there?
No, it's weird skin.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
It's weird skin.
It's like penis skin.
All the pus is already oozed out of it. We're good at this point.
All the pus is already oozed out of it. It's all good.
I got all the pus out.
Okay.
Is the pain gone?
Yeah, the pain doesn't. It's kind of got like a hard little coating on it now. But not a toenail for a year and a half.
Why do we grow the toenail ones? Because that's not for gripping shit or picking shit.
Used to be.
I think it's just a leftover evolution.
Yeah. Oh, monkey thing?
It's like a tailbone.
Oh, that's how you know evolution's real.
Thanks.
Because we have toenails.
Yeah.
Yeah, we already knew that was real.
I'm not fully convinced, though.
You're not fully convinced?
What does that mean?
He's on the borderline of believing, you know, we were placed here or aliens or something like that.
Well, with the Big Bang, you still have the miracle of the fucking gas at the beginning.
I agree with that.
It's all something from nothing.
If you had no knowledge of it, you didn't know that religion was real or the science explanation, I came to you with each of them, you'd be like, both those sound kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it's fair.
But I feel like evolution's been pretty heavily proven.
The evolution part I don't think has to do with the Big Bang. I think that's a sort of separate-y.
Did you see that fucking snake that had like the... Where did I see this? I could have sworn I sent it to you guys on Instagram. It has like a fucking tail that looks like a scorpion or something.
Oh, yeah. It's like a moth or something, right?
Yeah.
The scorpion.
So a fucking birds fly down to try to like catch the bug on its tail and it fucking just eats the bird.
Yeah. See, that's evolution.
Yeah, there's definitely some evolution.
But even then, like, how did it, like a snake sitting there thinking, like, ooh, you know, it'd be sick if I had a fucking...
Yeah, that's where it's like, do we need to give more credit to how smart animals we think are dumb are? Like, because there had to be one snake that was sitting there, is like, if I wiggle my tail, maybe a bird will come and think it's a worm.
But then, like, how does it evolve to look like a bug, is what I'm saying.
No, it's because it's just one time they're not choosing. It's happening on accident, and it works on accident.
So then they breed...
Yeah,
those breed heavier.
But still, then they're smart enough to be like, "Oh, that guy's got it. Like that guy's got the worm tail. I gotta fuck him."
Yeah, right.
There's some level. Well,
I don't think they think that. It's just those ones probably survive longer, and
it's all matter of chance.
Yeah.
Then we're back to it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it's like if there's an eagle that fucking only killed blonde haired kids. And then that's a wild extrapolation,
but I'm with
such
that.
A bad analogy.
No, so then all the blonde haired kids would die, and then we'd be all fucking brown hair, and then maybe somebody gets like fucking black hair, and the bigger eagles don't fucking, like, that's how it goes.
They don't even come near.
Okay, that's, yeah.
See, that's
technically, yes.
Evolution 101, dude. Morg,
welcome to evolution.
Morg, the one who doesn't even believe in it, just schooled us.
Your child is going to have such a hard time understanding concepts when it comes to you.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the way that you just decide, if you're like, Dad, how does this happen? And you're like, okay, it's like bald.
Let me
kid.
Give you
There's
the most
blonde kids and they all get killed by eagles, right?
The most abstract scenario possible to explain.
Doesn't break it down into simpler terms, almost makes it harder.
Maybe that's what makes me so smart, though.
Yeah, no. Definitely not. No one's claiming that.
Straight A's over here, dude.
And that's why we have toenails.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Well, other news.
We do, you don't.
Morg's mom was here.
She was.
And there was one part of it that I loved. She brought up, she obviously listens to all these. Love you, Carol. But she brought up how I always make jokes about her, like her tits, or, you know, banging Morg's mom. And I just want to set it clear that when I'm making those jokes, I am making them directly at her. They are meant at
her. We're aware she's going to hear it.
It's not just like a normal, like, oh, your mom joke. It's Carol.
Yeah. It's very specific.
Yeah.
No, she actually thinks you're trying to smash.
I'd hope so. I'm being pretty obvious about it.
If your friend smashes your mom, are you mad?
If it's John.
Yeah, if it's me. I'd be pretty happy for my mom.
I mean, if she's single, yeah.
I'd be amazed at my mom's riz. Because there's no way you're pulling her. She's pulling you.
Ooh, that's fair.
That's even more impressive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like she lock that shit up. She's like, hey, come over. We'll have some fucking shot. See, that's why Carol's always trying to get me drunk.
Ooh.
She's trying to get all of us drunk.
I feel like you guys booze during every activity you guys do when she's here.
Oh, my mom loves a shot for anything. Church, yeah. Yep. Shots now.
That's so incredible.
Oh, that's another thing that I did. Fucking went to church, dude.
Oh, I forgot you guys went. I avoided that. I came downstairs when you guys were getting ready.
Tried to rope all of us into that.
And then I backed.
You guys would have loved it, dude. Back. So on the way, I looked up the church for the directions, and I was like, I looked at the Yelp reviews, and there's like a 1-star or something.
No.
Mm. And I was like, I did not know that you could rate churches.
How did you even think to look up the reviews?
It was just at the bottom of the directions.
When you like look up.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like
1-star.
I was so excited because the 1-star was like about how they talked about money, like giving to the church longer than the actual message. So I'm in the car like, fuck yeah, dude, this is going to be lit. I'm ready to spend.
Yeah.
If you spend 20,
you got your pocketbook ready.
If you give me a 20-minute speech on why the church needs money for their $200,000 concert setup in there, I was ready to, you gave me those 25 $1 bills. I was ready to fucking make it rain at church, motherfucker.
Oh, that would have been so good. Yeah. If you just started crumpling up ones and throwing them up on stage.
Yeah.
That might be an all-time move.
You
go to church and you just start fucking making it rain. And when you say,
Preach,
motherfucker.
And they barely tried to take my money.
Oh, they didn't even.
They didn't hound you?
They didn't pass around the fucking thing. I was ready to toss it.
Do they still pass around the thing?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Most churches.
Oh, I've been to church like once, so I don't know, I guess.
But I love the church talk because I guess the Bible talks about how you get whatever you give to the church, God will make sure you get like tenfold back or something.
Oh, yeah. 100
and that's,
times.
Yeah, that's proven to work, right?
100 times back.
I mean, for me, it's true, dude.
Because obviously.
You've given a dollar, you've gotten 10. Yeah.
Obviously, in heaven, you'd still need money, right?
Oh, God ain't free.
Yeah.
You're paying rent up there, dude.
You think heaven's free?
Yeah, you're paying rent.
How do they pay for the pearly gates? I could get into heaven and he'd be like, you gave $0 to the church. You have until the end of the month to come up with the.
You got
to
square up.
Yeah.
And you're fucking evicted to hell.
Rent's due, motherfucker. There's only one other option.
And there's no, he doesn't do any extensions. He's just.
No.
You got it at the end of the month or you're fucked.
Yeah.
He starts the eviction process like as you get there.
Evicted from heaven.
Evicted from heaven.
Yeah, can you get tossed out of that bitch? I mean, we will, but I'm not sure.
Once you're in, I think you're good. But we'll find a way.
Well, that's how the devil got out. He was up in that bitch.
Was he?
Yeah, the devil was an angel.
But there wasn't, okay, but that's whole thing is like he was, it was supposed to be like an amazing job that he gave him. Like, you're going to take care of the like twisted souls or whatever, right?
I forget.
It wasn't meant to be a punishment. Like, you're going to go to hell and run hell. It was like, I need you. My boy to run this for me.
Yeah, he was supposed to be running Earth or
we
something.
We know far too little to be on this subject. I need you to be a homie right now and take care of the people that are less good.
Yeah, those sinners down there.
Yeah.
But I did discover the new NPC that I completely forgot about. The whole time in the front row. Mm-hmm. That is the next level.
Oh, at church?
Yeah.
I feel like church is probably the only, like, it's still not acceptable. It's still annoying, but that's the one place where you can get away with it.
Which is going full NPC mode?
Yeah.
You could
say things like, if you're at like a comedy show or a play or a concert or something and you're just like yelling shit.
You get 3 audibles, I feel like.
3 audible ones, like the everyone
like,
else
like, yes, yes.
Okay.
It's like heckling with praise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even like, that's so funny. Like, fucking
yeah, exactly. Like, if you're at a comedy show,
yeah.
You get one of those then.
Yeah.
And then you're just fucking...
That would throw my whole shit off.
I was just watching one of that one motherfucker who's not funny anymore. The pedophile one.
Chris D'Elia?
Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
He was doing
You don't think
one.
He's funny anymore?
His last special was ass.
Yeah, his special was ass, but his podcast is pretty
his
funny.
His podcast.
Yeah. I dabble once in a while.
But he was doing a show and some lady was like yelling and he's like, hey, stop doing that. Like, everyone hates you. And she just like kept doing it. Mm-hmm. Like
I saw this. Yeah.
Could you imagine having that mindset of like, oh, like I'm being funny, but like actually everyone just is hating you more and more.
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
Like
dude.
Just going into it, she's just like, woo.
There's always a drunk chick fucking yelling some bullshit.
That makes everybody in the crowd fucking irk too, dude.
Could you imagine if that was your girl?
Oh, chokeslam.
It wouldn't be for long.
Oh yeah, I would break up after that.
Yeah,
that was the most embarrassing thing I've ever been through.
You almost might need to take a girl to a comedy show on like within your first 5 dates to make sure they don't do that shit.
Yeah, that
take him to someone that does the comedy that you like too.
Yeah,
because if they just sit there quiet and hate it, you're like, all right,
this ain't gonna work.
I'd expect someone to choke me out too, like just right behind me, just sorry, and then you're out.
But for that to be me doing it, I would have to actually be blacked out. Like, if I had any conscious thought going on, I would not be doing that.
I've gotten pretty chirpy at some of the open mics when I was.
Oh, yeah. Garrett's actually the worst. Yeah, Garrett's woted. I forgot about that. I
was fist bumping everybody. Fucking super funny, man.
He's like yelling out the punchlines as they're doing it.
That was on accident.
Okay. That was fucking hilarious. That guy hated your whole soul.
Oh, he wanted to murder me. I don't even know what I was thinking. I just said the punchline, but I didn't know that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Why did I say that? You thought
it was like, oh, I'm just being like you were trying to give him like a bad guess, but it was the right.
But it was the, okay, yeah.
You were trying to give an example of like, oh, like this kind of thing. And he was like, no, that's actually exactly.
And he's like, have you seen me before? And I was like, no. He's like, you fucking heard that joke before? And I was like, no, dude. He's like, fuck you, man. And I was like, holy shit. Sorry.
Wait, didn't he memorize your address too? He said something about your ID.
Oh yeah. Cause he was the guy who was checking our IDs.
Oh
yeah. And he was like, that's why I memorize everyone's address.
Oh yeah. He was fucking low key like scary though. Oh, he was
pissed.
I mean, half those people, I'm not convinced they are, not convinced they're not serial killers. Like,
yeah.
they could easily be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's some fucking really, that one fucking dude.
That guy's a serial killer.
There's some weird people
out
there,
the whole time and just does horrible pun jokes. Oh, my God. That guy was fucking, he made me really scared, honestly.
Yeah, that was some scary shit.
Like, one of the nights where we're one of, like, five people there, too. I'm just like, nope. Not happening.
Yeah, not today.
We don't have enough.
This is not the right character for this crowd, folks.
The odds are not good if he pulls out a gun.
Oh, my new favorite thing on TikTok, though, is the comedians. So they all record themselves, like, right? Even the smaller ones, but they'll put the laughs in there now.
Oh, they add it? Laugh track it?
Yeah. So it looks good. So they'll do like open mic night, and then there's like five people there. So they'll fucking, if they deliver it well, they'll just put fucking.
Because they just have it. They just have it recording them anyway, right?
Yeah.
No. How did you catch on like that?
I could just tell
that it wasn't.
Yeah.
I heard the joke.
Well, from the I could just hear the subtleties and like the background noise and like the laughs.
Like the change in the background noise. Yeah. That's corny as fuck.
Yeah.
That's such a good call though.
Yeah, that's a huge play. That's a power.
Well, I mean, if you're watching a stand-up bit on social media, you're not gonna laugh if it's no one else is laughing. It's so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you maybe would, but it's not as big of a reaction.
Yeah. Who invented the fucking laugh track, dude? That
was it Seinfeld, maybe?
That's one of those possible. Like, how the fuck sitcom.
What is that?
That's just shitty fucking TV.
That's actually reminded me.
Actually, no. Seinfeld was recorded in front of a live audience. That's why.
Was it?
Yeah.
So and they would do the laugh
when they stopped doing the live audience. That's when they started adding the laugh track.
Mm. There's too many shows that do that.
It's fucking crazy.
Have you seen where they take out the laugh track for shows?
Oh my God.
Oh, it's got to be fucking horrible.
It's, dude, they did so it for Friends,
and I was already convinced that's the worst show of all time. It made me so fucking confident.
It makes you upset.
That show,
I saw the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, that show was ass salad. That show's
horrible.
They were doing it for the Big Bang
Theory. Any show with a laugh track is terrible. The only good one there ever was Two and a Half Men with Charlie.
Two and a Half Men's pretty
good. That was a good one.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
I bet you haven't.
Yeah.
But yeah, like cable sitcoms kill me.
Yeah, I can't think. At least the ones like cable sitcoms that I've seen that are good don't have a laugh track.
Yeah.
Like, I can
get behind some New Girl. Yeah. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Did you say that?
That's New Girl's good.
That's a good one. I feel like there's like The Office, obviously, doesn't have a laugh track.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine's all right-ish.
I've never watched a full episode, but I've seen some hilarious
clips. Yeah, there's some good clips.
Can we get The Office back, dude?
I think they're making a new one.
No.
In like Pakistan or something. It's like Pakistan Office.
Oh, that's fire.
Oh, there's an India office.
Yeah, they do them in all the other countries.
That's got to be good, though.
We got to wait for them all to run through.
Yeah.
Does anyone even have whatever bullshit streaming service that's on?
Paramount? No, but I bought on Amazon all the seasons.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, you have that? I need that login.
Yeah, dude, I haven't. I used to watch The Office every single night before bed. Like for like 3 straight years, every single time I would go to bed.
It's goated.
Yeah, I end up watching like the same 3 seasons over and over again, like two through four.
After like 5, it gets a little less good. Still good.
You think?
Less good.
As soon as Michael leaves, it's just not really watchable.
That might not be till like 6 or 7. Actually.
Yeah, it's late. Yeah. But like I have never seen the what's his name ones, Will Ferrell ones. Those are ass.
You've never even seen them?
I just every time they come up, I'm like skip, skip, skip.
That's fair.
Or there's this one episode where I think they thought the show was going to be over and they do like the whole episode is just like cut scenes, like back to stuff that happens.
Uh-huh.
It's like when the company gets bought by a different company or whatever, it becomes the other thing with the old Southern woman.
Saber.
They do like this, the cut scene one, and it drives me insane. I can't fucking stand that one.
It's just like a mashup.
Yeah. It's like this guy asking Toby, he's like, oh, is there any moments where like some inappropriate stuff happens?
Yeah. And then he's just like, I remember that.
Weak-sode.
One of the other things I saw, you guys seen the Gillian Keefe skit about the plane crashing?
No, I've seen, I think I've seen all of those though. Which one is
this
that?
This one might be a new one.
Okay.
So the, there's a plane, they like announced that it's going to crash. Like both the engines are going down and he's sitting there and he's calling, like everyone's calling their loved ones. And he's like, hey, is this Rick at the auto body shop? He's like, fuck you, bro. You did a shit job. I'm going to come down there and beat your ass. And everyone's like, what the fuck? And he's like, dude, I got 10 minutes left. I'm going to fucking call everyone I hate. And he's like, try it. And it made me think, if I was going to die and I knew it, who would I hate enough to call?
Ooh.
Like, who would you expend that on?
Ooh.
I don't know if I'd want to put that on air.
That's fair.
I don't know if I want to say that.
That's
right
so
now.
Fair.
Who would I hate enough to call?
Like, if you, maybe even
I'd leave
a person
the
that you
voicemail.
Have the number for.
I leave the rock
yeah,
of voicemail
like someone
for
that
sure.
You don't even actually know, but you could just call him and be like, you fucking suck ass.
Yeah, I'd like to knock the rock down a peg as if he'd give a fuck about what I'd have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just dial rock and just call it.
I think it is, yeah.
1-800-ROCKS.
1-800-ROCKS.
Yeah, I can't. One, if we don't do someone we personally know, I'm game for this idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That'd be a rough
you
one.
You guys don't want to go personal?
No, I don't know if I want to rip that. I don't know if there is anyone I hate.
I really just don't carry that much hate.
Yeah, I just don't. You know?
But it would be fun to just unload. Like, let it all out.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I want to do that on just, like, the average person.
Like, yeah,
can
exactly.
I just put out, like
someone
a
who
news?
Just cut you off.
Oh, just driving. An innocent bystander?
Yeah, can I just let out a newsletter to, like, the average person?
Yeah, just anyone yeah, I
just
don't
let out. With? Like, basically a manifesto.
Yeah. Like, fuck everyone that drives when I'm on the road.
Fuck everyone that goes
fuck,
to the
if you're
store.
At the grocery store. Yeah, grocery store, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you.
Airports, fucking
figure yeah. the fuck out.
Yeah, basically...
Yes, that, your shoes need to come off. Yes, your laptop needs to come out of your bag, you fucking half-breed.
Or get TSA pre-check, you fucking poor bitch.
Hey,
I don't have that yet. Either.
You guys don't have that?
It's not even
grow
expensive.
Up.
I don't even think it's about money.
It's like $100.
Just haven't even taken the time to do it. Don't you like have to get interviewed at the airport?
Yeah, you do have to go into the
airport. You have to kind of time it out nicely.
You pass TSA pre-check?
Yeah. But they ask you like three questions, like, where are you from?
Are you a terrorist?
Like, yeah, it's basically like, are you a terrorist? It's like, no.
You don't even have to. Where are you from?
You don't even have to lie that hard. You just like, not really. You know.
Yeah, we should probably get that though.
Is it, like it's got to be hard to get declined from that, right?
If you look like us,
that's
there he is.
Uh oh.
I mean,
uh oh.
We'll allow it. Well,
if your middle name is we'll Ahmed. I think they probably got a couple. There's another tier of questions that go down.
From they've got
one.
Another 52 question mm-hmm. list for you.
Yeah. If you answer the first few right, you're good.
Those would have been some interesting meetings back then. Like, you have to tell the workers to be, like, kind of fucked up. You think they
I don't
that?
Think you had to tell them.
Ah,
I
fair.
Think they just have it in them.
Everyone was on high alert.
Yeah, yeah. They, you know what a guy who would do it looks like, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, you want to get it into some fun shit or what?
Yeah, what do you got? You got fun shit?
I got a couple fun things here.
You got fun teams? Okay.
All right. Which of the following gets the most ass? Ventriloquist, dog food taster, fortune cookie writer, or male podcasters?
Not the last one.
Not that one.
Fortune cookie writer has an angle to do it.
Like, fortune. Like
oh,
I'll
actually,
give you
ventriloquist and fortune cookie.
I was gonna say ventriloquist has some legs.
Because with the fortune cookie, you can, if you know, maybe you know who's gonna get the fortune cookie. You could like write something like, "Oh, you're gonna fall in love with a 6'4" thumbhead looking motherfucker." If you're
and
like Morg, you know,
that'd be Morg.
Yeah.
I feel like with the ventriloquist, so my angle would be like you make him like little.
Will you riz up with the puppet?
Aggressively like pervy.
Yeah, you riz with
but
the
it's
puppet.
Just the puppet, so he'll say some out-of-pocket shit like,
"Nice tits,
hey, nice rack lady."
No, ventriloquist fucks.
Yeah, that's yeah, got
that guy. That
sure.
guy, if he does it well,
you bring that on the first date, right? Or you have it with you just in case.
I think you have it in the car for the.
It's
like,
on your profile.
You pick her up. Yeah. Oh yeah, you have a clip of it on your profile first of all. But I think you bring it in the car for like if you pick her up the drive home.
Yeah, for after.
So you start ripping.
Like, you have to move it out. Oh, how'd that get there? Oh,
no, you have
what
in the
is
front
it?
Seat.
You have in the front seat when she gets in on the, when you pick her up, you think?
No, well, I'm thinking, I guess if you pick her up, maybe.
I'm saying, like, you see how it goes for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're driving her home and you're like, ooh, is she going to invite me in? You bust out the fucking puppet.
Yeah, you have it in the trunk. And then if you bring it up, like, this is what I do during the date.
I don't know about going for the trunk.
Well, maybe you just, yeah.
I don't know about going to the trunk with a girl in your car.
Is a weird one.
Be like, oh, I just got to grab something from the trunk real quick. She's calling the police.
Yeah.
No, if you're like talking about.
And then if you pull out a ventriloquist puppet, she's for sure calling the police.
No, you're like, I'm a ventriloquist. She's like, no way. Can you do it? Like, and then
that's
like,
the
actually,
gold, yeah, that's the golden scenario.
Yeah.
The lamest shit on earth. And she's
no
like,
way is probably a 1 in 1,000 reaction to you saying that.
Oh, you make balloon animals? Wow.
You've actually busted that one out.
It was a good first date.
Did you know about this?
What?
His balloon animal date?
It was a ripper of a first date.
You made balloon animals?
Yeah, I had the set ready to go, and then I popped on some like how-to videos. We made them together.
It's pretty cute.
What the fuck?
It's pretty cute.
I've got Riz, dude.
You did not get laid that night.
I've got Riz,
You did not get laid that night.
Oh. That's how you walk into the friend zone.
No, dude. That was an easy... Dude, it's such an easy transition. It's like,
I bet you
I can't fold you up like this. And it's right
there. It is over. You're like, oh, weird. This one's shaped like a condom.
You just make the sword handle a little bit lower.
You make a dick and balls.
This one's shaped like a dick.
Yeah. You're like, what are you going to do with that one?
Let's see how close it looks to the real thing.
If she starts stroking it, you know it's fucking transition time.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, fuck.
Bring out some baby oil for the fucking...
Have I given you the tour yet?
Okay, if you had to pick which one to put the baby oil on, would it be the sword? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break from the show.
September
is here, and I want to take a second to talk to you about self-care. When it comes to making an impression, proper grooming is essential to looking and feeling your best when you walk in a room. That's why the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, are committed to helping men around the world walk and talk with some swagger this season with the best grooming tools on the market.
What voice are you doing?
Yeah, what is that?
What is the voice?
It's my Manscaped voice.
Is okay, Manscaped? No, it's his Manscaped voice. Let him cook.
Join the 9 million men worldwide.
You're doing different now, though.
Okay.
Go back.
Let
me do it.
That's it. Now
you got to find it.
Join the 9 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and enjoy this offer. 20% off. And free shipping with code NOFOMO.
NOFOMO.
At manscaped.com. Don't neglect your beautiful self and get right this fall with Manscaped. For the sleekest version of yourself, Manscaped has you covered from head to toe. Starting with their brand new, Beard Hedge Trimmer.
Beard Hedge Trimmer.
So remember, that's 15. Is it 20% off?
20% off and a free shipping.
Free shipping at themanscaped.com. Code NOFOMO. Now we're back to the show.
John, so we're saying the ventriloquist gets the most ass?
I think so. What was the second one?
Dog food taster. No, that one's got no
shot. That one's a no.
Yeah, that one's...
Like you come over and you're like, oh, what do you do for work?
You can't even go out on a date. You're like, I'm full from work today.
I taste dog food.
Work today. You think they really had... Yeah, I mean, it was online.
Is that a real job?
It is.
It has to be a job.
Yeah.
And I would love to see what their like writing is. Like, yeah, this one tastes like shit. Yeah.
Has anyone ever... Oh, you ate dog food recently?
What?
Yeah. I remember you ate some dog food recently.
When?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
I'd like to know this.
Okay, it's cool. You're being all defensive for the people and stuff, but
I've never been I would tell them straight up if I ate dog food.
Okay, I swear that was you.
Ooh, I ate a Beggin' strip recently.
Oh, see, maybe it was
It was Garrett.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Classic.
They're not good.
They're not
good. You would expect that to be like the elite dog treat. It wasn't good at all.
It's not real bacon.
Well, it's real meat.
Everything's real.
Yeah, I thought it would at least somewhat taste like bacon. It tasted like plastic.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see it really tasting that good.
Well, I would just love to see what they write.
Yeah, that's like something to look into.
Like, okay. Do you either like the taste of dog food and get that job, or your palate is comparable to a dog's? To where you're like, I don't really like it, but I understand what dogs like.
Yeah, are they being objective? They're like, this fucks.
Yeah.
They're like, I could see a dog liking this, or like, give me another bowl.
Yeah, or they're like, I don't give a fuck if the dog likes it. I like it.
Yeah,
no, I think they're just addicted to dogs.
Yeah, wait, how do they know, like, if the human likes it, how do they know the dog's going to like it?
Yeah, what is that input even giving you?
Yeah. You know the guy. You hire the right
guy. I guess you could go off if the person is like, oh, this is fire. It's like, okay, a dog's definitely going to like that.
That's true.
Yeah. But I feel like most of the time it can't be that is the scenario.
Like, I don't think, like, what are the testing results coming out to? Because I don't think there's any dog food that we're just like, oh, hell yeah, I'd have that.
Look up a Yelp, see if there's a human review for dog food.
Human review for dog food?
Just
human review.
Morg, look that up.
Like, dog food. Like the Amazon reviews for, like, Purina.
I bet you there's a person.
It's a bunch of sick
Terry
fucks
the dog food taster, and he has a fucking blog.
Be like, this shit fucks.
Oh, is our fucking internet off?
Oh yeah, our internet's off.
It's off?
Yeah, it's not working.
Why?
We don't know. It's not working.
Fuck yeah. So I'll review it. Did we have any?
I have Why heard that the new working? The new one, no free plugs, the Hello Fresh or whatever for the dogs. What is it? It's like looks like real food. Like you could eat that one.
Yeah, it's like farmer's dog or something.
Yeah, it comes in it like it looks like foodish.
It's like real food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like real food?
Yeah.
It's like Hello Fresh for dogs.
I think there was a thing with bodybuilder people eating that.
Really?
Oh, because it has a dumb amount of fucking protein.
Yeah, it's probably way cheaper.
Stupid amount of yeah. Because it's just pure.
Like there's no way it's $10 a meal for your dog to fucking eat that shit.
Yeah. If it is, they're never getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if there's that much protein, my dog's not getting it.
Just the protein part, not even the price aspect. Yeah,
I need that protein.
There's probably people out there who, if it was $10, would still buy it and eat like McDonald's.
Yeah.
For themselves.
That's fair.
Wait. Like, I bet you there's people out there who spend more money on their dog's food than themselves.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's thousands of people. Have you ever met someone who like cooks meals for their dogs?
That's half the reason I don't have a pet again, is I was like, well, I want to make sure I can get it all the dank shit.
Yeah.
All the dank shit.
Yeah.
So you have to taste it to know if it's good.
And I have to eat it. And I'm just not ready yet.
It's got to get John's stamp of approval.
Or apparently I just ate it recently. Did you feed me it secretly and you never told me? Yeah, like, what the fuck is up with this?
Was he like asleep?
You can't just fucking drop that.
It sounded kind of sinister.
Didn't it? He's like, you did it, right? You don't remember?
I could have sworn that was you.
Have you made me food recently?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, I made you something.
I made you a sweet meal.
You'll remember.
It'll come back to me for sure.
Yeah. Let's see here. What's the appropriate time frame for sending the first dick pic?
I feel like every time we come up with the dick pic questions come up, it's like we just shouldn't.
I don't think there's ever a good time for an unprompted dick pic. It would have to be a request, and that would be the appropriate time.
I've yet to find a woman that's like, yes, fuck yeah, I want that.
Well, of course you haven't.
Have you seen your dick?
That's so fair. It's not just dick pics, it's just my dick pics.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just not cut out for
it. Like, honestly, I think if a girl was like, yeah, send me one,
I don't think that'd
be a turn off.
I'd still be hesitant.
I don't think it ever goes like that.
Yeah, I think if a girl asked me to.
But imagine like, a girl, like you're flirting with this girl, you've been on a few dates, maybe you've fucked a few times, whatever, you're getting kind of serious, and she's like, goes away for like 2 weeks and she's like, send me a dick pic, I miss you.
You'd be like,
I'd send that dick right over.
I'd be kind of fired up. I'd be kind of fired up.
I'm firing that dick over.
Yeah, it would take me a while. It would take me a while to get the right picture though.
It would take probably like 4 hours.
I'd probably do some Googling.
It'd have to Google some other ones.
Get all the angles, right?
Look up methods for
what up?
What's up?
That's what I thought was the funniest part about Euphoria, when they're going through the guy's phone and he had a bunch
of dick pics.
Yeah.
Well, as a guy, I get it.
Yeah. But putting them like next to stuff so you could compare the size.
Oh, yeah. He had them like held up next to things.
Yeah. It was like as big as an Avion bottle or something.
Oh, yeah. When people do that shit to like see how tall people are, they like use their phone in the picture and they like expand it up. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, they like try to calculate the height from the fucking.
Yeah. So like if you say I was taking a picture and someone wanted to see how tall I am and I'm holding the phone, they'll look up the exact phone, get the dimensions, and then on the picture, like Photoshop how many phones.
Oh, how many phones tall you are?
Tall you are? Is that like a Hinge trick for when people lie about their height?
That's definitely a trick that the women use for sure.
Dude, low-key, that would snap as your fucking profile picture if you fucking put yourself up to a tall thing. Like you had your actual height on there.
You just like, you have your baby wall of you growing up and it's just
all the different check marks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look at how good I did. That could rip.
Definitely. Or just like stacking a bunch of random objects being like, I'm 15 water bottles high.
Yeah. If you could write in something else besides a height.
Yeah.
You could say, I'm 17 iPhones tall.
Yeah. Eight decks of cards.
Do the math. Eight decks. Do the math.
I was putting together this little list of things and you guys feel free to kind of just let me know what you think about it. It's kind of a things I hate and the things I like.
Okay.
One of the things I have on the hate's a lot longer.
Yeah.
I hate when, people put a photo on their story and it blocks where you would normally press skip and then you accidentally go to their profile.
Oh yeah, when they get crafty with it.
That really bugs the shit out. I'll unfollow people for that.
If they fill like the whole screen so that you're tapping
like
they,
it's
on,
like dragged over to the right when yep. where you're usually thumbing.
That's a smart play.
Wait, what? You never seen this?
No.
So you know when people post on their story the post that they just did?
Yeah.
So they'll like drag it over to the right where you click your thumb to like skip through stories.
Just
so when you click it, it just instantly goes to their story.
They're getting smarter.
They're so smart. But they're evolving. Hate it. I don't like when girls post like coming for you at Drake when they're like going to his concert and they're like, I just imagine they're just like hoping like, oh, he's going to see this one and like be like, yo, come backstage or something.
Oh, that's almost as bad as like the boys posting a Vegas ain't ready. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Four white dudes
in fucking button up saying Vegas ain't ready.
Yes. In the fucking most misfit suits.
That's like
of
a
all
you
time.
Know I had to do it to him caliber fucking oh, shitty
you
post.
Know we had to do it. To, I'm so posting that next time we go to Vegas.
Oh
dude.
My God.
Oh, they ready. It's yeah, not.
It's because it's not ready.
Or you just say it's so ready yeah. for us.
Yeah. Vegas has never been more ready.
Vegas is fucking ready
Vegas
for
Vegas is fully built and prepared for us.
But they'll always, it's like, oh, coming for you at Diplo.
Yeah.
Like he's going to see him. Oh, you've been tagged in yeah. a post.
Should be yeah. click that. Should shit. Be coming for you at the 2 points of Molly in my purse.
Mm-hmm. this is one that I like. It's kind of a weird one. When you're entering a code on a keypad and it makes a cool pattern.
That feels good.
Yeah. It's just like six digits. It's like 123123 or something. That feels good every time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to design like your phone password to be like that for sure.
That's true. Mine's just one button. I should switch it up.
Are you just all one?
Yeah.
What?
I can't tell you.
I don't even know. I need
well, yeah,
to
which
ask.
Button is
I
can't it?
I don't even you. Need to ask. I have enough. You have 10 tries, I'm pretty sure.
No, you only get three, and I picked it strategically about that.
Why? Because it's number three.
It's number four. So you're going to get locked out right by the time
I,
you
could
to
start
it.
From the top or bottom and still not get it, I guess.
Yeah.
That is
it's
pretty
safe.
Smart.
Yeah.
I'm
you'd
sorry.
Be locked up mm-hmm. for sure.
They're going to 1-1-1-1. Done.
Disabled yeah. for 1 minute though, and then I'm right back.
Yeah, yeah. If they keep going, then I'm fucked. I don't like when people use feral or unhinged for something that's like a regular ass, like they went out until like 12 p.m. on like a work day or something.
Yeah, because feral at one point was, it's very widely used now, but it was at one point for like the most heinous of social
yeah.
crimes.
I'd be like, oh, we were so feral last night. We stayed out on Thursday till like 12.
Yeah.
You can't just throw that word around.
Feral used to mean like
you better be in trash to fucking.
Yeah,
I wanna
see a video of you like slipping through a garbage can.
Yeah.
Feral's like doing ketamine off a stranger's ass at 6 a.m. That's feral.
Yeah. You mm-hmm. have to fall at least once to use that.
Yeah. Or we got a bag on a Wednesday.
You gotta like be hanging out with strangers doing strange drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You saw someone like do a ventriloquist act or something.
Yeah, yeah. One of your buddies was coked out and did a ventriloquist act.
You fucked
everybody.
A ventriloquist guy?
Yeah.
You got
exactly.
so feral
yeah,
last
that's
night?
That's feral. Thank you. You started watching fucking David Blaine Street Magic Viz with the boys.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually realizing from looking at these that I just need to stop looking at social media as much.
Because these aren't things you encounter in your daily lives, are they?
No, they're not like outside things. This is just me. Like I've been staring at my phone for 2 hours and I've seen enough.
Like, when's the last yeah. time you saw something in person that genuinely pissed you off? And it wasn't from online?
Today.
Like, I feel like we just don't go outside enough.
Yeah, well, I don't...
And when we do, we're just having a ball of a time.
I go outside, I just don't interact with the populace.
Yeah. I went all the way to the grocery store 2 days ago, and I was on so much Adderall that I had so much anxiety that I just walked in and saw how crowded it was and walked right out.
Fuck yeah.
I can get behind that.
That's how it's done.
I couldn't
and
do it, dude. I was sweating profusely from my palms. I was like, I'm going to be dropping things. I couldn't. I went and got a 7-Eleven protein shake, and that was my lunch.
You just went full panic mode.
I couldn't do it,
every
dude.
Bad
you
got
to do a big meal before the Adderall. It's the cheat code.
Yeah, I usually like try to eat before, but I didn't have any food in the house.
Yeah.
So I went to go get
so
it.
So you took an Adderall to go to the grocery store effectively?
Oh, no, he needs no. that. Yeah. He's not used to eating. He needs to focus on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't read all the labels, yeah. all the nutrition facts
that's
quickly.
True. Yeah. So that didn't go well.
I don't think I'd like that. I don't think I'd like going out in public with Adderall in my system.
No. It's designed
driving? No, thanks.
No, it's so excuse me.
I don't mind it.
I just want to be
you
doing
better
something.
Not mind a lot of things.
I
want
to be doing something so much more stimulating than fucking just.
Oh yeah, I mean, I would never choose to. You're right.
Like traffic yeah. on stimulants. Holy fuck!
Oh, fucking kill yourself. Yeah, we've done that way too many times.
Yeah, bro.
We'll do it on the drive too. We'll yeah. just be like, oh, take another half.
Yeah, yeah
we're like driving in a car.
Oh, that's the best when it really starts to suck. So you take more to make yeah. it worse.
Well, like we know we have a 3-hour drive, but we'll take it right when we get in the car. Yeah. Just because we're so excited.
Yeah, and then halfway you realize how much it sucks and you take more.
You take more. You literally already know it's miserable, but then you're kind of coming down, so you take more.
Yeah, those are the worst times that you could ever.
Like, yeah, there's been a couple like 5-hour hitters coming down from LA.
Adderall traffic.
Oh yeah, driving. Well, it's mostly LA for us because we're going to something fun.
Yeah.
And then the drive. You're excited to be doing it, and then you forget that there's a 3-hour wait.
There's a waiting period.
It's like if we got to the club 3 hours before it opens every time.
And then and then like all the activities you have to do, like once you get there, like, oh fuck, we gotta stop to get food, and then we gotta go to the grocery store and get alcohol, and then I'm just like, fucking kill me.
Oh, I hate the fucking spacing shit out on Adderall.
Yeah.
I need to be it's now.
It's gotta be right now.
Yeah, it's now or right fucker now.
That's kind of a good question. What's the worst thing to do on all the drugs?
What's the worst thing?
Jeez. I mean, the Adderall's traffic for sure.
Traffic or just
like a waiting room
on Adderall. Like you just,
hopefully no one's ever done that.
I mean, there's people who just take it.
Yeah. So, there's people who take it all day, every day.
More. It's kind of crazy to me.
That's kind of crazy to you. That is you.
Yeah. You are that.
It's not me, dude. 5 or 6 times a week. Dude.
How many milligrams are you on today?
Huh? Today? Couple.
More than one.
Been a long week.
A half, and another half.
Half of yesterday's half and tomorrow's.
Yeah, he does math in halves.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't realize how many fucking pills he took. I legitimately thought you were telling him that you were out before we started. I was like, there's no way. You got it 2 days ago, bro.
Yeah, no, we're never out.
You're almost out.
No, I'm not.
The amount of worry.
My mouth is dry.
As you get to the bottom of the bottle. The bottom of the bottle, yeah. Fucking, I'm going to be fucked in 2 days, sweats.
Mm. But I'm going to still take a fucking 4 pills.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me, daddy.
It's the same thing as like getting to the end of a bag. It's like, well, this dump isn't going to be any smaller.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have to figure out how to get more.
Best way to not get a second date. Audible fart wearing Crocs, ordering warm milk, paying with more than one gift card, or being 5'11".
That's fine. That's fucking bullshit. It's a good
last one. Last one I have research on. I can give you stats and data.
I've got a couple.
So unless data you have, points. Unless you have like some mathematics to the other ones, I think it's going to be that.
Because that has to be the reason for a couple. I think situations.
I mean, it's probably. What were
why
the
else
reasons?
Wouldn't I? Why else would I?
You
not
guys
have,
just blacked
I'd say
out?
It's 5'11" plus whatever else you just said.
Okay. There was the audible fart wearing Crocs ordering.
What's audible fart?
You can hear, like, you fart out loud.
Oh, audible. I was saying like audible.
Oh, I got a fart.
Yeah.
Like blue 60. Blue 60.
An audible fart would be one for a girl for sure.
Oh yeah,
that's a good way to like lose a year long relationship.
Dude, that would be probably one of the greatest moments of all time.
Just.
You just like,
yeah, I think for a girl, that would probably be like the worst thing you could have, like, go out about, like, people are talking about you as like, oh yeah, she farts.
Okay. Genuinely though. Okay. Genuinely. You had a nice dinner. This is at the tail end. And it doesn't get acknowledged, but she fucking torches one. But like, she was great. All the boxes were checked.
It was 10 out of 10.
And you genuinely she's just sitting there like a little uncomfortable for a second and just. And then just looks
like
you
that
dead. And acts like it doesn't happen. She's very embarrassed, but that no one, you don't mention it.
This is the smile you do right here.
Do you just wait? Do you call attention to it so she's not mortified?
I don't think that's how you make her not mortified. I'm going fist bump all day across the table.
No,
you
but
just
like
dap that up.
I'm talking like so fucking loud and obvious. Like there's no way you can't acknowledge it.
It's better if it's dirt. If it's wild talking. Like if she's trying to talk to cover it up and there's and then it stops all, like she didn't mean for it to be heard. I think I'm rolling with that.
You're going to fist bump?
I think it depends on how she handles it.
Because there's an angle where like if you wanted to go on another date with her, like she would be so mortified to ever see you again. She would probably just ghost you.
Yeah, that might be like a double ender.
Like there's some,
I don't want
to
go on the date.
There are some girls that would be too embarrassed to ever show her face around you again.
Dude, that would be so fun.
Yeah, unless you just acknowledge it and you're like, hey, don't sweat it, sweetheart. And then just rip one yourself.
Don't sweat it.
I'm good at dating.
This guy's got
it. I'm a goat.
If you got one in the chamber, though, that's the proper response.
Oh, just rip one yourself? Yeah. That's the best.
Just be like, don't worry, I got you. And just,
back to us.
Wait, yeah, so is what? Audible fart?
Audible fart wearing Crocs, ordering warm milk, paying with more than one gift card.
Okay, those are all fucking bad.
Those are all so bad.
Like, if you whip out 2 Chili's gift cards,
No, yeah, like that. Okay, because like one gift card's like, okay, fine. Yeah. Like he had a gift card. That's,
nah, it's still not good.
I think for a first date, whipping out a gift card alone is pretty shitty.
You okay? Yeah. I'll say this.
Unless it's like a fire ass place where it's like, hey, this place is fire.
Those places don't like have you gift got cards. The meal for two thing sure. from Costco. Now that
oh my god,
that would be something.
You got the buy one get one Groupon. Yeah.
I think I could play that one off.
Like, and you bring the cardboard thing.
Like I would be like, I would be before.
It's in the big like the fucking plastic packaging. You have to ask the waiter for scissors to get it out.
No, and you realize you didn't get it from the merchandise pickup at Costco.
Mm. Oh, so you just have the fucking wrong thing. Yeah.
I could play my way out of that one though. You just pre like make the jokes about it before.
Yeah.
Like be like, yeah, you're just like, don't worry, babe, I got the gift card.
I feel like you would, I would bring that up in the text conversation when I ask her on the date.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like as a like funny a joke. Thing, as a funny thing. That. Be like, sweet, we're going to fucking this place. I have two gift cards that I haven't used or something.
No, I'd never do that.
But
I mean, if they're already like into you.
That's one gift card. If it's two, if you have to hand it to them and be like, hey, this one has, I think, like $6 left on it, the other one should cover it.
Oh, no, no, no. The worst part would be using two gift cards and still not being enough to cover the meal.
And a card.
Each one has less than $10 and you still have to drop like another $50.
You pull out.
And you ask her to split the remainder.
You pull out some crumpled ones.
That would
ones.
Be fucking heinous.
No, that goes stupid. You're going on the second date.
That would be so
No, you
good.
Pay for your half of the meal in gift cards.
Yes. And then she owes more of a balance.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm just imagining it being short and you pulling out like a Velcro wall with some crumply ass ones in there and be
oh,
like,
oh, that's so good. Do you think there's anything worse than anything on that list that isn't like absurd? Because those are all honestly feasible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like people do all of those things.
Warm milk.
I'm just sure
warm milk. It's a little bit different.
Is there anything worse?
Because that's not, you can't prep for that. You can't tell someone, hey, just so you know, tonight I'm going to be ordering warm milk.
Yeah. Well, I had my cold milk earlier this morning.
Yeah, because the only thing
that would be very concerning.
The only thing that's even slightly like the reason for warm milk as a drink is like I'm going to like it puts you to sleep is what I've.
Is that even true? Though?
I don't even know if it's true, but that's
how do you
like
even make warm milk.
So if I ordered it on a date, there's no excuse I could give that would like.
I need my nightcap.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I just don't want to be. I don't want to be up all night.
I would probably just have to like if I needed it, I would just lie and say it's some sort of cocktail and not let her try it. Be like, oh no, it's on the secret menu.
It's
on the chili secret menu.
or yeah, that's how you play it off. You say like, hey, can I get the warm milk? And then you say like, I heard that's a cool drink here. And then they actually bring out warm milk. And you're like, oh, what the fuck?
And you're like, oh, it is cool after you taste
it. Yeah, you're like, well, I guess I'll just drink it. I'm going to drink it because they brought it. I'm one of those people. Like if they brought me the wrong dish, I wouldn't even say anything, you know?
I'm just such a nice guy to my servers.
It's and a, you fucking chug it.
It's a it's a microwave white Russian.
And you wear the mustache for the rest of the
day. Damn, it's warm milk.
It's like curdling on your fucking lips.
Do you just microwave that shit, though?
Yeah.
Warm milk? There's no way.
No, you get it straight from the spout.
There's no other way to do it.
Straight out of the tit.
Milk a cow or a woman.
Yeah.
A female species with breasts.
So I think the more than one gift card has to win.
That's just, it's hilariously embarrassing. I think ripping a fuck, I don't know if you're getting away with a fart.
As a guy, you could get away with it.
It would be lit to whip out the two gift cards, rip ass, and walk out. If the date's going poorly.
Okay, the real one with the fart, though, is, as men, we've come up with ways to make it, like, acceptable.
I mean, I don't
What do you think the, like, because, you know, like, you fart and you're like, what the fuck? You'd be like, what is that? Is there a fucking frog in here? Like, what's going on? Like,
stepped on a barking spider.
Yeah, you have like all those lines. Like, what's like the best one of those?
It was her. What the fuck was that? Gaslighter.
Ew, what the just fuck? Fucking ew. Yeah. Did you just shit yourself?
Oh, it smells too.
Oh, God. It smells exactly like what I just ate. Oh, my God. Is it from that bite I gave you? Just gaslight the shit out of her?
Damn, sweetheart.
Doesn't smell like your salad. That's weird.
But yeah, that one's pretty bad.
That one's bad.
If you get through one, do you get two? How many farts do you get before
that? Is there anything?
I think if you get through one, you can get through any.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Like if you could play it off for the first one, you could just kind of.
Is there anything that you are shocked you got away with in like the early dating phase? Like maybe dates first month or something?
You name it.
Like
every joke I've ever made.
Any of those things, like.
Every joke I've ever made.
Yeah, some foul jokes for sure. Yeah. Yeah. We'll take this.
Start.
Some foul jokes.
This was a good one. When I told this girl that I was interested, we should pretend like we're cousins or brother and sister.
Oh, I remember you Wait, what? You used to pull this off.
So one time I was like, hey, we should pretend like we're brother and sister. And
like
I was
at
like,
a bar.
I was like, And so I told her, I was like, hey, go walk away for like 60 seconds and then come walk up to the group. And I walked up to this group of girls and I was like, hey, have you seen my sister? She's blonde, wearing a white shirt, like whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, I'm sorry, I haven't seen her. I'm like, you sure? Like, she's like this tall, whatever. And then she walks up and I was like, where the fuck did you go? And then I kissed her.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm surprised that worked.
That's, well, if she's down for it, that's a fun gal.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Well, I didn't tell her like I was going to make out with you and we hadn't done anything.
Oh, yet. You guys hadn't even kissed.
No, we hadn't done anything.
Okay. That's bolder, but I like it.
Yeah.
That's a good way to break the tension, you know?
Yeah, that works.
I don't know if it's the best way to, but it's a way.
Yeah.
It worked.
It was worth it for the reaction of the people. They're like vomiting, falling over. Like,
yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Outside of that, I mean, just follow that path after hearing that and just everything I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Exactly. Where your imagination is going, I've done it.
It's been done. I can't think of anything besides something I won't say.
This is the whole reason you brought it up. You're just like, eh. Oh, we didn't even talk about the alien.
I feel like we've talked so much about that shit.
Well, I mean, okay. I just got to say this. Did you see the video of the guy already debunking it?
No.
So because they put out x-rays of the skeleton with it. And this guy who's like, I don't know, a bone scientist.
Mr. X-ray or something?
Yeah, he's some sort of like paleontologist, whatever. He already broke down all the bones that they used.
Like they pieced it together from different animals?
Yeah, so he said the skull was a llama skull. That they cut off the front and then flipped it around.
Interesting.
Because their like base of their skull has those little like the eye hole and the nose.
The divots
like
in the back? Yeah. Really?
And then they used a femur for one leg flipped upside down and then a tibia for the other leg flipped upside down.
They just used two completely separate
Yeah, they just didn't even try at all.
I'd love to see the profile picture for the bone scientist.
He presented
it's just
this,
you.
He presented this in front of Mexican Congress also for the record.
So yeah, apparently also going along with that, this guy that did it, he's done like three separate like fake alien hoaxes. Things. He's like tried to do this multiple times and people know him. Like so there was people.
And they still let him do, like come.
They still were like, yeah, go ahead, present your aliens.
Jesus Christ.
Like as soon as the video came out, people are like, that's fucking Jose fucking Romero or whatever. And they pull up his like Wikipedia and it has like three fucking hoaxes. Things of fake alien shit that he's tried to
Well, and then didn't he try to claim it was recovered from like a craft at first?
Well, he said they were 1,000 years old.
But I swear I saw something about there was like remains of a craft also.
Okay, if it was made out of taco shells, I would have believed it more.
Yeah. we found this fucking alien fool.
Hey, fool, check this motherfucker out.
And he's lit, fool. He's lit, fool. Flower tortilla.
Got a tasty fool.
Well. Yeah, so we touched on it.
We touched on it.
Well, you want to cap it?
I'm going to cap it. What do you think about a cap, boys?
You're going to put a cap on it?
I'm going to put a cap on it.
You're going to cap it?
Put a cork in it.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll catch you next week, you know?
Mm-hmm. On God shit.
On God.